Listen to more exclusive mixes like this one. Online on Spotify, SoundCloud, MixCloud, iTunes, TuneIn, and other streaming services by searching for Love Ultra Radio. That's LoveUltraRadio. Love Ultra Radio.
Caught wind of whoever tried keeping up. Follow the lead, couldn't tell you who be leading us. We blew past who they delegated to each of us. Cause all that matters is the ceiling if you speak to us. They tried to tuck us in the basement and keep it hush, but turned around and wanted to trace what they see in us. You never mind us out the gate, couldn't see the rush. But if we coming off the waist, you believe in us. So do believe us when it's empty out and reload on all that you assumed. Dip around a CEO and hit a different room. I'm too tall to fit in the box that God rules to it. I barely fit in the drop, let the cocoon do it. I wasn't put here to lay on the ground with my hands behind my back or my name in the foul. Let these motherfuckers know I got a fist in the air and another one on the theory they was waving around. I'm for the black.
And that's a fact, black.
For the black.
Yes, my brother.
Believe it, I'm for the black.
With the strength in black words.
For the black.
Yeah,
do believe it, I'm for the
just move. I'm a combination of Black Panther and Crush Groove. Blacker than burn, Hollywood burn, Ice Cube. Reading Muhammad speaks, I fell from laziness. I'm God, I'm seeing the game full of atheists. I've been the truth since Nas had a chipped tooth. Since the youth, Huey P, I was admiring. Saying needs to be less talking, more rioting. Blacker than John Carlos when his fist flies. Blacker than Frankie Beverly songs and fish fries. Something mad with me, whip him Derek to your majesty. Stay away from my bread like gluten allergies. Look, when I inhale and exhale at it, I turn to El Hodge, El-matic, ill-matic. Niggas be semi-real, I'm semi-automatic. You embarking in when niggas Stacey Dash and Ben Carson in. They be that black cop puller you unless you ballin' park it in. If it's not that, where you steal it, where you dealing? Serving for tea, make him think I deserve an arrest. All for the color of my skin, complexion of weak Tim's. Blacker than Darth Vader's attire, I stay flyer. And touch geeky when they step on the scene. Hip hop on my shoulders, Radio Raheem. Blacker than you know what I mean. Murray, yeah. I made a sport and ways, believe me. What you speak is elementary. Shout out to niggas, they can get out to documentary. People ask while I'm stuck on this race ish, cause you're racist. Pray for Kanye to suck in that sunken place. I'm not your Negro, black as a gang, I never leave. Soon niggas be spending tubbins when they buying they weed. It's the black,
a king with words.
The scales of a black man weighs in the living.
Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it.
It's heavy, Joe, learning what we already know. The world is yours, I'm hoping it's ours.
That's why I write the shit I write like rap. Black take a slug for the cause like Louis Ray. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas.
A king with words.
The scales of a black man weighs in the living.
Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe.
It's heavy Joe learning what we already know. Bro, it's yours.
And that's a fact, black.
Yes, mom.
Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas.
This one go out to you. You and you and you.
Yeah.
And you too, right?
This is another
Okay.
Love Ultra Radio exclusive.
It's going down right here.
New music to move you.
This one go out to you. You and you and you. And you too, right? Yeah. Okay. This one got the every dollar I saw and wanted the summer saw. You car wheel or a winner and bet the summer's yours. From where the dialect is the duffel bag that you're gunning for. And if they handed you one and they scratch the numbers off, I'm off a different page, but I'm still a way that you love me for. Love it or leave it, I come from seeing that no one or nothing breathing can grow up to come between what you've done for yours. Unless you add like 100 more. Living. This one go out to you, and you and you and you, and you too, right? Yeah, okay. This one go out to every dollar I saw and wanted the summer saw. You cartwheel or a winner and bet the summer's yours. From where the dialect is the duffel bag that you're gunning for. And if they handed you one and they scratch the numbers off. I'm off a different page, but I'm still a way that you love me for. Love it or leave it, I come from seeing that no one or nothing breathing can grow up to come between what you've done for yours. Unless you add like 100 more. Live and learn. 14, hearing that all we need is to get a curb. Shorties used to turn down a henny and make the titties burn. Crown draped over my dome for I could get a word. Hey, since they drove down my block, carrying Biggie urn. From up the block, across the street by the store. But my man was put in position, told him peep out the door. One closed, another open, until they cut the tokens. My flow the same reason they cut the dope. And you tell them it's all good, it's all good. But my people's on the curb, that's getting to it. But never said words, you heard?
It's all good.
It's all good when the real's represented. Forever alive, now how you living?
It's all good.
It's all good.
Check, 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 check. It's all good, it's all good, it's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good. Word the great bottom fitted. You know if you rocking and you got it.
Music in the background, music in the background. Something that we usually say right here on Love Ultra Radio. Beats by Pete Rock, beats by Pete Rock. Welcome to Love Ultra Radio, the modern R&B mix show. And that means that we have to show love to the hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop foundation. Hip-hop is the culture. So every time we play R&B music, we always play some hip-hop. This last hour is brought to you, friends and family down here in the ATL. Music sounds better on Da Flavor, DA Flavor Radio, DA Flavor Radio. 1 hour of Sky Zoo.
It was like, yo, he ain't even got that many songs.
I was like, he got mad albums, son. He got mad albums. So, you know, this music in the background. It's all good. Sky Zoo, Pete Rock. Let me make sure I got him on the phone line because, you know, things be happening. I got to make sure you got him. Sky Zoo, you there with us, brother?
Peace, peace.
That's him, y'all. That's him. That's the one and only. Welcome. That's him. I told you we got him. These people be playing. Like, I told you he's here. He's here. Sky Zoo, how would you introduce yourself? I'm not going to say he's just an MC. They said he's the songwriter. So who is Sky Zoo?
Oh, man. Who is Sky Zoo? Oh, man, it sounds like if I answer that, it's going to be in third person. Let me see. MC, lyricist, songwriter for myself and others, ghostwriter, dad, you know, hubby, the whole deal. A lot of different things. Avid Knicks fan. A lot of different things, you know?
Wow, I love it. I love it. Got to put that Knicks in there. We see the colors a lot, so it's not by mistake. Some of the branding is because, yeah, like Knicks for life, Knicks tape. Is that how they say?
Yeah, yeah. It's embedded. I bleed it. You know what I mean? It's embedded.
Got you. No harm, no foul with that. And let's go with the Sky Zoo. Where did the sky or the zoo, where did the name the Sky Zoo come from?
Oh, man. So, you know, my real name is Skyler, S-K-Y-L-E-R. So, you know, everybody knows me as Skyler or Sky for short. And, you know, when I was born in the early 80s, there was a disco group out by the name of Sky. And they had a lot of big records, straight disco. It wasn't hip-hop, wasn't R&B, straight disco. But they was from Brooklyn. And they had a lot of records that incorporated the word Sky because the name of the group was Sky. Mm-hmm. And they had a song called Sky Zoo. So my family, you know, my cousins and aunts and kind of extended family people would call me that when I was a toddler, just as a nickname, just messing around, and it stuck. You know what I mean? So when I started making music, I just went with what was already there.
I love it. I love it. Sky Zoo's on the phone line. Love Ultra Radio. In your opinion, let's talk about that growing up because we are in 2019. Salute to everybody who's been rocking with us for so many years that we've been doing these truversations, not conversations, but truversations. We've been growing up in this hip hop culture. We've been actually living hip hop. This is actually our thing. But now I hear some people saying, well, you know, it's a new era. It's a new age. How are you looking at hip-hop? Hip-hop is lyrics and beats and breakdancing. Are we all right? Is hip-hop good? Are we all right with hip-hop?
You know what? Hip-hop is good because it's been growing for decades now, you know, and the reach and the audience and all that is great. But at the same time, it's hard to really say it's good with a straight face, knowing what's going on as far as the quote-unquote mainstream or what the spotlight is on or what the attention is gravitated towards or what, you know, just those types of things as far as what moves the needle in the grand scheme of things, you know. But the good thing about it, why I said it's still good is because if you don't like certain things that are going on or, you know, whatever the radio or the mainstream are feeding you and things like that, it's fine, you know, because all you got to do is turn that off, turn the radio off, TV off, the Instagram off, whatever it is,
right.
And go look up. Go look up artists like myself. Go look up all these different artists that are doing their thing, that get busy, and, you know, that we've been around for however long, and we've been putting out tons of music, and we have a catalog that you're going to fall in love with once you know that it exists, and you just rock from there. You know, you're not it's not only whatever is being presented to you on the table. You can get up and go to another restaurant and get something else to eat if you're not into what the spot is serving you.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Salute to everybody who's listening. And like you said, there's so many different angles that you can come into the culture and thrive. Thrive in hip hop. As you said, songwriter. You might be good with the harmonies, but he ain't got no voice. She can't even, you know, hold a tune. But even the ghostwriter, we gonna skip over that. We just really want to know, there's things in the industry like a job. Hip hop, this is many jobs for people. So is anything that you would change in music? Like the industry, yo, we need to have some set hours. We need some new technology. Like what in your job of being a hip hop, you know, employee, what would you change in the hip hop business?
Insurance would be dope. Health plans would be dope.
Yeah, man.
That would be dope. But not in all seriousness, I think just the business being ran differently. You know, the business is kind of ran where the honesty isn't a reality. The integrity isn't a reality. Those things changing would be great. Mm-hmm. You know, those things being more on the up and up. Accountability would be great.
Nice.
You know, not being able to say or do certain things or get away with certain things. Those things would be great. You know, and just seeing through people, you know, just seeing what's up mm-hmm. with people, like all those things would be great.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Talking to Sky Zoo. And we're talking about being an artist now. How long do you think you've been an artist? Because you say, you know, I've been rhyming a long time. But no, this is a business.
Right, so right.
How long have you been an artist?
It's dope that you put it that way, because I always say it, you know, when I get asked that question, I always break it down the same way that you just did in what would be a potential response. You know, I started rhyming when I was 9. Mm. But business-wise, I would say I was about 23, mm-hmm. going on 24, maybe a little earlier, maybe 21, 22, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, spending money on myself as a business, mm-hmm. as a brand, you know, paying for mixtapes, paying for flyers, paying for stickers and t-shirts, wow. and going out there and beating the street and letting everybody know what's going on, whether people heard of me or not, and most people hadn't because I was new. So like 21, 22, I would say, and then my return was a couple years later when I started selling records and being able to do shows and get paid and going on little tours and things like that. It is every year just growing and elevating and growing and elevating to the point where, I mean, me in 2019,
Ooh.
I haven't worked a quote-unquote real job, like a quote-unquote, I almost said real job, quote-unquote 9-to-5. I haven't had a 9-to-5 in 13 years.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Everything is off music, and I live very, very happy. You know, my house is big. My cars are straight. Everything's great. I own everything. I pay cash for everything. Like I live very, very well. My family doesn't really want for anything. So I say all that not to stunt, but I say all that as inspiration for anybody listening, knowing you don't got to be on the radio all day to live the way you want to live and to be happy and be successful and not have any worries monetarily. Like just because you're not on mainstream radio all day or you're not, you know, on stage at the Grammys doesn't mean you can't live the way you want to live off of your art and your craft.
Word. And be very comfortable. Let's be clear. Like, yeah, you ain't got to
overdo. Extremely comfortable.
You comfortable. All right. I like
extremely
it.
Comfortable. Yeah, you know, I want for nothing. Thank God.
Like it. Sky Zoo is on the phone line right now. Love Ultra Radio. And yes, some beats in the background. Like I said, for several years, he put out Pete Strumentals 1, Pete Strumentals 2. So it's usually during some of our interviews, we usually don't get to tell somebody not a beat in the background is for Pete Rock. So Sky Zoo and Pete Rock, it's all good. Tell us about that, because let's be clear. There's a lot of people in the studio. Like, I'm trying to find, did you find Pete Rock or did Pete Rock find you? Let's go back to day one.
Oh, man. Wow. Day one. I've known Pete, I want to say, since first getting in the game, kind of getting my feet wet a little bit. 07, maybe. 07, 08. I've known Pete for a while through the industry. When you're in the industry, you know, you meet people, you come across people, you heard of each other, whatever it is. And in this case, obviously, I grew up on Pete. Pete had heard of me. Y'all see you doing your thing, keep getting busy, you dope. You know, stuff like that when I was younger. And just over time, just seeing me get busy, seeing me come out here and build and, you know, grow as far as a name and a brand and what I'm doing and, you know, the road I've been able to travel. Just seeing all that, you know, and Pete being a supporter and a fan, you know, from early on and just seeing the vision. So it just made sense. We always talked about working. We had, you know, messed around a little bit as far as beats back and forth and things like that. But we didn't really get the chance to put anything together and put it out like full length, you know. And this opportunity came about. You know, the label is Mellow Music Group, which is the number one hip-hop independent label in the world.
Like, facts. Facts.
So, yeah. So, you know, Forbes magazine and all that has written stories on how that's the truth. So, you know, Mellow Music Group came to Pete and I, and we all put the idea together, and, you know, it was fantastic. So Pete and I knocked out the album. We did it over the course of 2 weeks. I think it was actually like 11, 12 days.
Wow.
We did the album, and everything is rocking and rolling. You know, the album drops September 20th. Can't wait for the world to get it. I see y'all blasting It's All Good, the first single, mm-hmm. and we rocking.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is, y'all. It's all good. It's all good. Sky Zoo's with. We don't have him for too long. Like you said, who's featured on this album right here, sir?
The features include Raheem Devon, Styles P, Elzai, and the Griselda Records Gang, which are, you know, some of my closest friends in the game. Mm-hmm. My man Westside Gunn, Conway, Benny the Butcher, they all on the rise, getting busy, killing it, you know, all types of things going on their end. And those guys are my family. So, you know, those are all the features on the album. Pete's on the album as well, rapping. You know, he produced the whole album, obviously, but he also got a verse on the album. So he's featured on the album as well, even though it's his album.
That's nice. That's nice. Pete Rock, one time. And we always want to know the same way from the angle of the artist. Like, sometimes your fans don't understand how hard it is. Like, I don't understand. Social media, you can't tell them the truth sometimes. But right now we're having a truversation, not a conversation, the truversation. What do you got to tell your fans sometimes? Like, yo, sometimes it be, like, hard. Like, I can't get up and do these interviews. Like, sometimes, yo, I be traveling. Like, yo, I just can't sign the autograph. From your viewpoint, what is it you got to tell your fans sometimes?
Well, for me, what do I have to tell them? Let's see. I don't think I've ever been asked that. That's a dope way to put it. I try to sign every autograph. I try to take every single picture, even if it delays something I got going on. I mean, I'm taking pictures with people when I'm walking on the stage, you know, because something may happen where that person don't get to see me again because of the crowd or whatever's going on, and that may be their last opportunity to get a flick with me. So I try to sign everything, take every picture. Just know that we're human beings as well. Just know that creatively we like to do different things and not live inside of a certain box that you may have put together for us and want us to fit inside. Just know that support is real. You know that, I would say, know the difference between purchasing and streaming. That's incredibly important. Absolutely. Because I've gone to shows, this is before streaming was really, really popular, when it was kind of just starting, and I've gone to shows and people, you know, be excited to hear me, and they say, yo, man, yeah, I got all your stuff. I'm about to get the new one right now, and they'll show me their phone, and they'll click add on Apple Music thinking they just purchased the album.
Wow.
And I'll have to explain to them, you didn't purchase it, you streamed it. You know, so then I have to break down the difference. And as a fan, they don't know that, and that's not their job to know the ins and outs of the business. They're just fans, you know. So if Apple Music, if they go on Apple and search my name in the Apple Store, and the Apple Store is designed to set it up where it redirects you to Apple Music instead of letting you purchase, because I don't know if people notice that.
Mm-hmm,
and I have Apple everything. I'm an Apple head. I have Apple everything. But when you go to iTunes Music, if you search an artist's name, take me for example, if you search my name or my album on Apple on iTunes Music, instead of it just saying purchase it here, a banner comes up across the top to redirect you to say, hey, listen to this right now. Click here.
Right.
And when you click it, it goes to Apple Music, because Apple doesn't want you to purchase the album. They want you to stream through them because they get a bigger cut, and it's going to keep you locked in at $15, $20 a month, whatever it is that you're paying monthly for Apple Music. It keeps you locked in. You need them now. You know, because streaming is borrowing.
Yeah.
Streaming is borrowing music. It's like if I own an album, if I own a CD, and you say, yo, Sky, let me borrow that Anita Baker CD. All right, cool. You can borrow it when you want it back. Bro, you can borrow it as long as you want. Endless. But it's still mine.
Right.
It's still mine. I can take that back whenever I want. You can go on Apple Music tomorrow, and an album that you're streaming has been deleted from the Apple catalog for whatever reason.
Crazy.
Streaming is just borrowing, you know? And I'm an Apple Music user. But just know what it is. So that would be the main thing I would tell fans. Just know the difference. Know the difference between purchasing and streaming and how that affects the artist. As an artist, you buy my album for $10, I'm probably going to get 6 or 7 out of that because of the way my deals are structured.
Right.
If you stream my record for $10, I'm going to get a third of a penny for that.
Massively. That's crazy. That's crazy. And again,
that's the difference between purchase and stream.
It's 100% business. We love that answer, like straightforward. And then for those who also don't understand, we know that merchandising is a thing. And now you got to go on tour. So are you going on tour? You going to perform with a band? What's going on with Sky Zoo on the road?
Yeah, touring is definitely next up with the album. You know, I tour extensively every year. Touring is a very big part of my income and how I keep things going on in my house. It's not the only way, but it's a big piece. I'm definitely going to be touring. I love the idea of touring with a band. Touring with a band gets very expensive. You're bringing out seven people. You know, everybody needs a room. Everybody needs a flight. Everybody needs food. Everybody needs to get paid. So it's a different experience when you bring a band, in a good way and a bad way, you know, pro and con of it. So for me, I normally tour with just my DJ. Sometimes I bring my trumpet player. I have a trumpet player that I do a lot of my shows with. So sometimes it's my DJ and my trumpet player. Sometimes it's just my DJ and myself. So all of those things are going to still be going on. The show is still bananas, whether the band is there or not.
Yes, sir.
It's still bananas. It's still hip-hop. It's still lyricism at its finest and highest levels.
Yeah.
It's still knocking. You're still going to leave wishing that the show didn't end and wanting to come again to the next one. So, you know, we give the people more than they want. If you pay $20 for the ticket, it feel like you paid $100.
Bang, bang. I like it. Like you said, the speakers are still going to be on blast. Sky Zoo is on the phone line. Only a couple more minutes right now. There's always advice. There's advice that you got along your journey, and obviously you like gems and have it like a nugget. But what is that one goal or that one priority? Like somebody wants to know from Sky Zoo what advice you have. What's that number one goal that individuals in this music industry, or what's that priority that they need to have?
I would say, as an up-and-coming artist, we're just talking about up-and-coming artists now. Yeah. I would say, know that this is a business, right? Like, remember that it's a business, because people act a certain way because it's a business. So there's a lot of, we good, boom, boom, boom.
I got you, but
right. A lot of the industry thing, right? The industry thing is real. It's kind of like the equivalent to Let's Do Lunch in Hollywood. Like, that thing is very real in this industry. But if you know that going into it, it doesn't mean it won't happen, because it's going to happen to you. There's nothing you can do to stop it. But it shows you how to maneuver within it. It shows you how to work around it. It shows you what you got to do and you know, just how to protect yourself when all that stuff goes down. So that's one. Just know that it's a business, but also you got to love it, right? And it goes for anything within the arts. It goes for anything as far as music, fashion, acting, anything as far as art and creativity. You got to love it, because a lot of things are going to come your way while you're within that world on the business side, and they're going to test how much you love it. Because things happen that make you say, man, I want to quit. I'm over this. I ain't doing this no more. It's not worth it. Yeah. It's not worth the headaches. It's not worth the drama. It's not worth the nonsense, losing people who you thought was friends over business, whatever it may be. You know, you're going to feel like, yo, it's not worth it, man. Like, I'm over it. But if you love it, that conversation is harder to have with yourself, because you love it so much. So you may have that conversation tonight, wake up in the morning and be like, man, I ain't quitting nothing, man. I love designing. I love making music. I love acting. I love writing, whatever it is. So the love got to be there. If you don't love it, you're going to hang it up early on, because it ain't enough to just stay in it without the love. It's going to test your patience for sure.
That's what it is. And then for those who are in the hip hop culture, and we're doing several different jobs in hip hop culture, that's the words right there from Sky Zoo. Now, you get to travel around this world, around this globe, and you get to see some new fans and some old fans. So some of the fans have changed. 2019, you like, yo, my fans right now, they rocking Yeezys. My fans back then was with the Converse. So what's the biggest thing that you looking in the crowd doing your performance like, wow?
I don't know. I mean, as far as appearance, yeah, you know, they look different, you know, the hair and all that, it's getting wild, you know what I mean? But, you know, obviously the wardrobe changes and things like that. But I think for me, more importantly than all that, with the fans that I see coming out, I've been blessed to be the type of artist and be able to attract a certain fan base where it's all over the place. So you come to my show and you see dudes who in the street, you know, who hustle or get busy and do certain things in the street, and then you see kids who's college kids, and you know, they're in law school or med school, or they go to an HBCU, and then you see chicks that look like Instagram models, and then you see chicks who may look like they work, you know, as a nurse in training, and they may be dealing with that. Like, you see all these different types of people. You see kids that ride skateboards. You see kids who wouldn't know what to do with a skateboard if you dropped it in their lap. You see all these different people. Pardon me. You see all these different types of people at my show, and that's the beauty of it. I love it. You see all these different races and, you know, backgrounds and economic brackets and of male, course. Female, young, old. I love it. You know, you're not, you don't know what the crowd's going to look like at my shows, because the music has been able to touch and reach so many different people, and that's the beauty of it for me.
I like it. I like it. We are living hip hop. I am the DJ. I am the host. I am Ja Prince. This is Love Ultra Radio. We love hip hop. We're living hip hop, like I said. But that means we got to get hip hop our own report card. They got to get their own progress report. So, Sky Zoo, what does today's hip hop report card look like? The last 5, the last 10 years, A being excellent or F being fail?
It got to be somewhere in the middle. It's definitely not an A, but it's not an F. I have to give it like a strong C. You know, I have to give it a strong C. Because there is a lot going on as far as the nonsense, but you do have artists like myself, you know, artists like Griselda, artists like Cole and Kendrick, you know, different guys who are doing different things. You know, my young brother, Jordan Lucas, that's like family. I've known him forever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, since the beginning. You have guys like that and girls. You know, you got artists doing so many great things outside of what's drilled into your head via the radio and the internet and Instagram and TV. And so, you know, I'd have to give it a C. I can't go A, but I can't go F either.
That's what's up. That's never a wrong answer right there, Sky Zoo. We are now going to talk about this new album. Break it down. This is the Retropolitan?
Yeah.
It's a love letter.
So, Retropolitan, thank you. So, Retropolitan, the album for myself and Pete Rock. And the title actually came from, I was inspired by a upstart clothing brand based out of New York that my peoples got called De La Flores. And they gave me a hoodie once that says Retropolitan on the front of it. And it just hit me. I was like, yo, that word is so nuts. You know, you have retro, but then you have metropolitan, city, New York, et cetera. And the album embodies all of that. The album is about New York. The album is about what it was, what it is, and trying to figure out what it could become, and from the music to the way we live to, but it just gives you that feeling of back then without being dated, you know? So it was perfect. So, I decided to name the album, you know, after that. And, you know, the album is myself and Pete Rock. You know, Pete Rock is a top 3 producer of all time. One of the greatest in the history of hip hop. You know, his catalog is immense and ridiculous and extensive and all these other words that we could throw out. And, you know, he's incredible. So being able to do this with him is definitely an honor, you know, to be able to have a whole album with him. You know, it's people who've done it all in the game and don't have a record with him. I got 12, you know what I mean? So, you know, and counting. So, it's beautiful, man. It's a wonderful album. I love it. Pete loves it. You know, we've been talking about it for a while, and I was with him earlier today. He was like, man, this album, bro, like, this thing is so special, man. It's such a special album, you know, and hearing that from him means a ton. So, you know, I'm excited for the world to get it.
I like it. I like it. Retropolitan right here. Love Ultra Radio. It's all good. How do people follow you? And like we said, the real support, how we spread love and support in the pockets. How do we follow you and how we support?
Yeah. So, my Twitter is @SkyZoo, Instagram @SkyZoo, the writer, everything spelled out the right way. I went to school. You know, my website, skyzoothewriter.com. Again, everything spelled out the right way. And I'm easily accessible. You know, I manage myself. I run my own social media accounts. So if you hit me, it's me that's responding to you, you know, 100% of the time.
That's what's up. And obviously, we always have a platform like this. Sometimes you get put out in front of the cameras and on the radio and the news print, and you have an opportunity to give some shout outs. So whether it's family, friends, it could be a charity, like you said, a clothing store. Give some shout outs. Who's supposed to get the shout out right now? Love Ultra from Sky.
Oh, man. You know, well, since we just talked about it, shout out to De La Flores, clothing line out of New York. They're upstart. They're on the rise. They're super, super dope. Of course, Pete. You know, you guys for having me on, supporting and all that, and showing that love and being there for, you know, artists who are putting out a certain type of music and, you know, what many feel is the right way to create hip hop and make hip hop, which I don't think there's no right or wrong way as long as the talent and the authenticity is there. But, you know, people like yourself who support, you know, all the fans over the years, all the supporters, you know, who have been there from the jump, you know, my family, my seed, you know, everybody, you know what I mean? It's love.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Before we let anybody go forward, this is a true versation, not a conversation, but it's only number one. So we're going to definitely bring you back to Love Ultra. But we always got to find out something that you like. There's always something that you like. There's New York City, we know. Fresh beats. Yeah, every day you wake up, new beats. That's what you like. But there's something that you love. What is that one thing, Skyzoo? What do you love Ultra?
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to take family off the table because off the rip, I would say my son, if I had to pick one thing, my son, my Wiz. So I'm going to take family off the table as we're talking about, something that you enjoy or whatever it is. If you know me, you know I'm a jazz head. I listen to more jazz than hip-hop, if we're being honest. So I'm a jazz head. My vinyl collection is massive. It's 90% jazz, 10% everything else. I've had people look at my collection who collect for a living. And it said, this is one of the greatest jazz collections I've ever seen. So my vinyl collection is nuts. I love jazz. I love my jazz vinyl. I love jazz. So we can add that. A lot of people know that, though, because if you follow me on the gram, I do Sunday morning jazz. I started that 5, 6, 7 years ago on the gram, where every Sunday I put up a jazz vinyl. Wow. But my jazz. I love jazz records.
That's what it is. He's true to hip-hop, true to the family. Give thanks for taking our time. Like I said, sometimes when people don't understand, the artist got to be an artist, got to live a real life and, go through some real things. So thanks for taking the time on the first Truversation. Love Ultra, man.
No, absolutely. I appreciate the love, appreciate the time, and let's keep it going. I'll give it y'all soon.
That's what it is. And that intro to the song, everybody know it's all good, but now they need to hear Skyzoo intro. It's all good.
Yeah, this is It's All Good. Myself, Skyzoo, Pete Rock, off the album Retropolitan, coming on September 20th through Mellow Music Group, available everywhere. September 20th, we're a week and a half away. Here it is. Let's do it. It's all good.
It's all good, Skyzoo, Pete Rock.
This one go out to you. You and you and you. And you too, right? Yeah. Okay. This one go out to every dollar I saw and wanted the summer saw. You car wheel or a winner and bet the summer's yours. From where the dialect is the duffel bag that you're gunning for. And if they handing you one and they scratch the numbers off, I'm off a different page, but I'm still a way that you love me for. Love it or leave it, I come from seeing that no one or nothing breathing could grow up to come between what you've done for yours. Unless you add like 100 more. Live and learn. 14, hearing that all we need is to get a curb. Shorties used to turn down the henny and make the titties burn. Crown draped over my dome for I could get a word. Hey, since they drove down my block carrying Biggie earned. From up the block, across the street by the store, where my man was put in position, told him peep out the door. One closed, another open until they cut the tokens. My flow the same reason they cut the dope, and you tell them it's all good. It's all good. Then my people's on the curb that's getting to it, but never said words. You heard?
It's all good.
It's all good when the real's represented. Forever alive. Now how you living, boss?
It's all good.
It's all good the way we ran with it, though. 9-8 black champion flow. Swear to God.
It's all good.
It's all good. Word to great bottom fittings. You know if you're rocking and you got it. Well,
new music. Every week, we keep you up to date with the best soul and the hardest hip-hop tracks. So keep it locked. You never know what's coming next. Just sit back and turn up the volume.
This one go out to you.
You're listening to
you and you and you.
On Love Ultra.
And you too, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This one go out to every dollar I saw and wanted the summer saw. You car wheel or a winner and bet the summer's yours. From where the dialect is the duffel bag that you're gunning for. And if they handing you one and they scratch the numbers off, I'm off a different page, but I'm still a way that you love me for. Love it or leave it, I come from seeing that no one or nothing breathing could grow up to come between what you've done for yours. Unless you add like 100 more. Live and learn. 14, hearing that all we need is to get a curb. Shorties used to turn down the henny and make the titties burn. Crown draped over my dome for I could get a word. Hey, since they drove down my block carrying Biggie. Earned. From up the block, across the street by the store, where my man was put in position, told him peep out the door. One closed, another open, until they cut the tokens. My flow the same reason they cut the dope, and you tell them it's all good. It's all good, then my people's on the curb, that's getting to it, but never said words. You heard?
It's all good.
It's all good when the real's represented. Forever alive, now how you living, boss?
It's all good.
It's all good the way we ran with it, though. 9-8 black champion flow, swear to God.
It's all good.
It's all good, word to great bottom fitters.
That's mine.
Still to my man stack bundles, God bless your life. And my man Chinks also, word to the way the law rolled on me when I was leaving your service and they had all those tools
strong like, yo, don't move, pa. You look like you move raw with all of them jewels on. I look like I coast right. What's all of this mood for? I'm due for heading back to my old block where that new store is really the same old store my mans used to move for. I'm back like 2-3 winning one and then two more. BMI through the shoe store. Fuck is the brand new for? Don C, Legacy J's, blowing orange joints. You say I'm setting my ways, you probably got a point. My son used a potty, so he's older now. Fred Hampton, Huey Newton, I'ma mold him now. But still teddy bear sweaters, Betty low to the ground. The hybrid of everything that come with owning the crown. It's all good, it's all good. Then my people's on the curb, that's getting to it, but never said words, you heard?
It's all good,
it's all good. When the real's represented, forever alive. Now how you living, boss?
It's all good,
it's all good. The way we ran with it, though. 9-8, black champion flow, swear to God.
It's all good,
it's all good. Word to great bottom fitters, you know if you rockin' and you riding with us, for real.
It's all good.
You and me being who I visualize, but still got friends of mine that I had you spinning five. I've been incentivized to come remind y'all that it's live or die. In all purple denim like Prince alive. Raspberry Barrette, raspberry Corvette. Stash right by the steps, that's how we was left till we was left. Yo, you ever been surrounded by police and over here whispering the plan with a throw the key?
It's all good,
it's all good. Then my people's on the curb, that's getting to it, but never said words, you heard?
It's all good,
it's all good. When the real's represented, forever alive. Now how you living, boss?
It's all good,
it's all good. The way we ran with it, though. 9-8, black champion flow, swear to God.
It's all good,
it's all good. Word to great bottom fitters, you know if you rockin' and you riding with us, for real.
It's all good,
yeah. Tell us it's all good.
New music to move you.
Right, word to Boogie. It's all good, huh? And that's the way the story go, right? That's the way this shit go. Yeah.
After dark.
It's all good. You ever been surrounded by police? And over here whispering the plan with a throw a kick? Since you ever been surrounded by police? No.
Another banger. Right here on Love Ultra Radio.
Ultra.
Radio.
My man said that he bamboo on the steps. Tell him what you can or can't do for a tech. My man said that he bamboo on the steps. Tell him what you can or can't do for a tech. And he said, the strap black like Fab Five apparel. Sweet 16 running laps out of the barrel. Said to sing lullabies of the rap. You like the carol. Ducking that is like juggling laps with a Camaro. Counting, turning the wind when there's a market. Both sides of it just came in for a target. One got a bottle of weed and covered in sparklers. The other got a dot, a aim, and a full cartridge. Empty that in your rapper, jump out the room. Word of mouth, murder out, connecting you like a loop. Put your name in the lights or whatever you might assume. Till your rep so high that your weapon done got a groove. Said the purchase as sweet as a mill of rue is. Strip something down with a bow, no cupids. Both hands on, make it easy for you to shoot with. Hands up, I tell you you need it before you do it. Well, my man said that he bamboo on the steps. Tell him what you can or can't do for a tech. My man said that he bamboo on the steps. One by one, hand in hand with his connect. My man said that he bamboo on the steps. Tell him what you can or can't do for a tech. My man said that he bamboo on the steps. At 824, he done ran through what was left. 1-2. My man said that he bamboo by the benches. Hand you a cover that handle for the trenches. Custy said his beef in a scramble with his business. Cop one blame Duke and it ran Duke got his senses. Clientele spread everything but his name. He been getting Yelp reviews, shit is insane. The lane he was carving bought him one even wider. Roofless, drop Jeeps and 645s. Roofless, Eric and Jerry hella conspirers. Like we gon' get this load up and born a room of dividers. Joints laid out in the trunk, look like a lineup. Ask how they got to the K, to no surprises. Do a wholesale, I look nothing like you and I. But you need something to get through the door with no colliding. Funny thing about it, you look inside of his ride. And he had a Make America Great hat on the side of him. Typical, clan out the visuals. You walking with a Pandora head for residuals. He said that they don't make them in the style. Or the D, or the shy. But believe if they flying, I'ma sling a few. Believe me when I say my man said that he bamboo on the steps. Tell him what you can or can't do for a tech. My man said that he bamboo on the steps. One by one, hand in hand with his connect. My man said that he bamboo on the steps. Tell him what you can or can't do for a tech.
You're rocking with DJ Joprens. DJ Joprens. DJ Joprens.
He's a prince.
Let's go.
Majority rules.
All of that is just a part of the rules, and the majority of us is just a part of the cool. I'm a part of how it's cut, like I'm part of the tool, and I'm the part that's in the front, like, pardon me, dude, the authentic subscriber for everyone who subscribes to dollar shots of Henny with chicken wings and fries for $3.75, and what it took to get that pen to the pad. I painted, but don't drip that. OD with the pen on the low key, and I become the backdrop when you tripping in OT. The theme music for peddlers. Call me what you want, but I leave room for measurers. I'm on it from the jump, and them, they cloud scoping, hoping the clouds open. I pen both sides, the poetry's now motioned. Pray to God that the car ain't haunted. Beautiful decay is what we call it. The beautiful decay. So beautiful, so gorgeous, but so opposite of all this. The beautiful decay. So beautiful, but so lawless, and so left for what you call it. The beautiful decay. So beautiful, so gorgeous, but so opposite of all this. The beautiful decay. So beautiful, but so lawless, and so left for what you call it. The beautiful decay. To my man Stack Bundles, God bless your life. To my peoples throughout Queens, God bless your life. I be Southside pushing it, Southside I'm good with it. BK my home, and Southside my cushioning. Live from the bottom, made it out alive. I survived from the bottom, but when pushing the ride, I don't slide on the bottom. Any part of the lane that's been a part of the game is in the heart of my name. My growth is now later and quarter water infused. Now take a look at what quarter waters could do. Tell them the best laws get X'd off as panoram. When next door is stretched raw and hand to hands. In junior high, I rock pennies, roll dice, and threw on the purple tape before I was gone right. Baptized in a clear day, and that side of me came from the staircase. The beautiful decay. So beautiful, so gorgeous, but so opposite of all this. The beautiful decay. So beautiful, but so lawless, and so left for what you call it. The beautiful decay. So beautiful, so gorgeous, but so opposite of all this. The beautiful decay. So beautiful, but so lawless, and so left for what you call it. The beautiful decay. Freeze framing it, see how they keep playing it. It's picture perfect, you could go either way with it. So when they start running with something that's all casted, I brush off the front of my Jordans and walk past them. Please don't believe in everything that you listen to. Everything you listen to is everything they didn't do. Everything they didn't do is everything they wanna say. Everything they wanna say is everything you wanna play. But for the beautiful, I can find the decay in it. Take the newest light bill and a pen to the basement, and use the back of that light bill to write what I'm saying, and hope that it'll keep your lights on when you're playing. Beautiful decay. So beautiful, so gorgeous, but so opposite of all this. Beautiful decay. So beautiful, but so lawless, and so left from what you call it. The beautiful decay. So beautiful, so gorgeous, but so opposite of all this. The beautiful decay. So beautiful, but so lawless, 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 lawless.
That song is mad. No, that's mad.
They said to pull out the shades to count the money up. Put the grants over there while they double up. Like, stop fucking around and be a man. You either could be stuck underground or flee the land. Like, you could be the one in the ride who lead the band, but you could be the one on the line who need a gram. Do it how they taught you on the records they bought you. Your hero said he'd run out of town on Peter Pan's. Cool. All that resonates and all that dedicates to you outside and you see the fans. I rolls on the loop with everything we about, cause circles can't fit no squares and keep them out. Looped in off where the stoop is, where the pounds off the trays like looping. Unmarked side by side where the coupe is. They say La Vie, the next Trayvon shooting. I'm back to my brick and the booth shit, my vocab paraphernalia. I float around the track like Mahalia. Back for the Braillers. Know that they drag you when you gone like you playing for Baylor. That's word to identity and words to remember me. You know it's either that or you turn to a memory. You are who you are, can't turn on your tendencies. Proven when we call something over, finicky. Truck jewels while a truck move, caught it right off the deck till they stripping and call a quality of life for us. It get for real, and then it get for real. Like jumping out the deck in a tape ball killer. Know that it get for real, and then it get for real. Like jumping out the deck in a tape ball killer. Know that it get for real, and then it get for real. Like jumping out the deck in a tape ball killer. Know that it get for real, and then it get for real. Like jumping out the deck in a tape ball killer. And they say that it's like that, money entice that. The celebration is waiting like where the lights at. I made a way out the gate and they have to hype that. I put my name on a plate and they couldn't price that. I seen cops get lower than where the night's at. I seen dice turn over and push a life back. I sent dough in the mail like where the kite's at. They make your bro switch cells before you write back. But shit, it's like that, nothing else like this. Did it alone, so I don't know what the hype is. And when it's like this and Poe 9 peruse by me, I treat them like if all of them think that they Giuliani. They said they got a reason to see what the
to aim like I trained with my left because I knew they would play me right. 7 days, seven nights, while the seven is upon us. Cue up the guard number like mellow in the corner. Taught us our fathers to the heavens that adorn us. Caught us stargazing at the bezels that was on us. Pat your own self on the shoulders. A mask on, put your name up like we're known as. OG told us how he blew dollars right before the lick hit. Take a back, blue collar, 94 Nick shit. It's like that. Money entice that. The celebration is waiting like where the likes at. He get for real, and then he get for realer. Like jumping out the deck in the tape ball killer. Know that it get for real, and then it get for realer. Like jumping out the deck in the tape ball killer. Know that it get for real, and then it get for realer. Like jumping out the deck in the tape ball killer. Know that it get for real, and then it get for realer. Like jumping out the deck in the tape ball killer. Know that it get for realer.
Man. Man. Man.
That's mine.
Man.
Damn screens. Kids don't come upstairs with grass stains on their jeans. No playing tag at night, no more sundown freeze. No more falling off their bike, peroxide on knees. Jeans, I ain't seen a double dutch in years. What happened to Skelly? No more tops hitting squares? I used to front flip off of the fence, back flip off the swing. Somebody dared, you had to do it to be playground king. Walked across monkey bars, rubber mat so far. Something crazy drove by, I screamed, that's my car. Threw rocks up on the roof, they couldn't match my arm. And manhunt last, and hunt last, and hunt
last. My son come home from school, take every article of clothing off. He has no intentions on going outside. Man.
Damn screens. Kids don't come upstairs with grass stains on their jeans. No playing tag at night, no more sundown freeze. No more falling off their bike, peroxide on knees. Jeans, I ain't seen a double dutch in years. What happened to Skelly? No more tops hitting squares? I used to front flip off of the fence, back flip off the swing. Somebody dared, you had to do it to be playground king. Walked across monkey bars, rubber mat so far. Something crazy drove by, I screamed, that's my car. Threw rocks up on the roof, they couldn't match my arm. And manhunt lasted long, we couldn't catch Taquan. Shit, red quarter water, action man to have a sip. Pack an hour later's in a quarter bag of chips. Never would I ever thought a game of catch and kiss would be something that these kids would have to miss.
I'm at the house.
Justice League, Justice League, Justice League.
It got crazy out here, man. My
kids, kids. These little motherfuckers don't even want to go outside. They stay in the house. I don't give a fuck how broke you are. You could be on
new music first.
From theflavorradio.com.
Believe that.
Man, they just ain't the way they used to be when we was coming up, man. These little motherfuckers don't even want to go outside. They stay in the house. I don't give a fuck how broke you are. You could be on food stamps. You got a Sega Genesis at the house.
Justice League, Justice League, Justice League.
It got crazy out here, man. My son come home from school, take every article of clothing off. He has no intentions on going outside. Man.
Damn screens. Kids don't come upstairs with grass stains on their jeans. No playing tag at night, no more sundown freeze. No more falling off their bike, peroxide on knees. Jeans, I ain't seen a double dutch in years. What happened to Skelly? No more tops hitting squares? I used to front flip off of the fence, back flip off the swing. Somebody dared, you had to do it to be playground king. Walked across monkey bars, rubber mat so far. Something crazy drove by, I screamed, that's my car. Threw rocks up on the roof, they couldn't match my arm. And manhunt lasted long, we couldn't catch Taquan. Shit, red quarter water, action man to have a sip. Pack an hour later's in a quarter bag of chips. Never would I ever thought a game of catch and kiss would be something that these kids would have to miss. Imagine this.
Phone screen, tablet screen, computer screen. Aliens, TV screen, I never seen. So many ways to look away from the world. These screens, raising your sons, babysitting your girls. So many screens. Everyone say hi, you're on a screen.
I used to want to go out in the rain. Moms would say no, so I complained near the window pane. She always gave into that look on my face. Those days I got chased, cops and robbers in the staircase. Where they at? In the front or the back? It was quiet, and then pat, till you run out of caps. Every basketball court in the summer was packed. Every window was tackled football, don't fumble the snap. Now, every time I look, another app. Man, what's up with that? It's like every single day involves a double tap. Used to beg moms, can my boys have some fun with me? Off the top rope was the dress of WWE. Now my son wear headsets running through the trees, playing Call of Duty, guess that's what they calling company. Was known anywhere, couldn't front on my team. These kids don't go anywhere, man, they front of them screens.
Phone screen, tablet screen, computer screen. Aliens, TV screen, I never seen. So many ways to look away from the world. These screens, raising your sons, babysitting your girls. So many screens. Everyone say hi, you're on the screen.
Follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I Am Ja Prince. That's IamJahPrince. Love Ultra. Love Ultra, the R&B, soul, and urban mix show with Ja Prince. Keeping it pop fresh.